But now, that's the way you, that you do it. Put the nannies, have a big part of it. Neighbors would come around and get them a bucket of corn, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Just one person probably would fix it like that.
Right. I see. Okay. What's something else that people eat down here in the South, usually for breakfast? Ground up corn, you know?
Grits.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Do you like that?
Uh-huh. I like grits.
Yeah, I do too. Okay, what about a starchy food? Maybe with your meat, you might have potatoes or...
Potatoes or...
Well, instead of potatoes, you might have this other white stuff. Grain.
Corn.
Corn.
Or rice.
Sure. You like rice?
I like it pretty good. See, those things, they don't let me eat them too much. I don't eat them too much.
Yes, ma'am. I see.
They're starchy. I know you eat too much starchy food or grease or nothing like that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Around here, have you ever heard of people fixing up a still out in the woods, making this stuff, this illegal whiskey?
I've heard tell of it. We've had them, you know, out in the hills from here back, that they would find them sometime where people had, you know, made them.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. What do they call that stuff that they make there?
Whiskey.
You ever heard it called anything else besides?
Moonshine.
Yeah, uh-huh. Sure. What about white lightning?
White lightning, moonshine. Yeah.
Ever heard it called shinny?
Shinny, yeah. It's called shinny.
Reckon why they call it that?
I don't know. They just have a name for it, you know.
Shinny.
I wouldn't know.
Okay, say this expression. If you walk in the kitchen and something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nose, you'd say, just...
Smells good.
Sure.
The aroma's good.
Right. We were talking, you were talking yesterday about, what did you call it, a syrup mill or cane mill?
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you had different types of cane. Could you tell me about that again?
Well, uh-huh. It's different types of cane. It's the original ribbon cane, and then it's a cane that's called a blue cane ribbon, and it's ribbon cane too, but it's called blue cane. And the sorghum, it's a Georgia stock sorghum, and then it's the plain original sorghum. Them the only two that I know about.
I see. And you said, as far as you know, there's not any difference between syrup and
molasses.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, you know, made on the same pan. You cook it out. I don't know what where's any difference in it.
Do you reckon one's any thicker than the other one, or?
They be thicker if you cook it thicker. You know, that's all in the one that makes it.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, as I told you, my second husband's parents had a syrup mill, and they made syrup for everybody around through the country. And people said that they made real good syrup because they would cook it until it got, you know, good and thick and done.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's some that you can, that they make it be watery, you know, and not real good.
Right. I see. Okay, what about this expression? Say if I have a belt that's made out of cowhide and it's, you know, 100% cowhide, I'd say, well, this isn't artificial cowhide, this is...
genuine.
Sure, all right. Say, we were talking about barrels the other day. I guess they sold sugar in barrels, or did they?
I never know them. I knew flour to be in barrels. And they'd have syrup, they'd put it up in barrels.
Yes, ma'am.
But now, just to say, get a barrel of sugar, I wouldn't know about that.
Well, used to, before they had sugar packaged like it is nowadays,
mm-hmm.
How did they sell it?
They would...